Thing, don't we?
We could tell him, he's on how to work the machine.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, I'm gonna call the Liberty Union Thurston Board of Education special meeting. Roll call, Mrs. Boyard.
Ms. Kato?
Here.
Mr. Hookrattle? Mr. Moore?
Here.
Mr. Shook?
Here.
Dr. Walter?
Here.
I now stand for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The adoption of the 2018-2019 school calendar. Approval recommended by the superintendent. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Walter, Moore, to approve old business others printed above. Any discussion?
And this keeps the original publicized start date
And the ending date.
Okay. It just shortens the Christmas break, I think, right?
Just during negotiations, we went from on your own professional development where they'd able to develop their own plans and create times to do this where they get days off within the year. They wanted it within the calendar year. So that's why we were still withholding is that PD was holding up the entire calendar. So to build within the calendar year, we added the days back in following the winter break. So the 3rd and 4th, their days are back in school with that.
How much did it shorten Christmas break then?
Those 2 days.
Just 2 days.
Okay. We had an extra day built in-house for PD, so we were able to maintain that. So instead of having the Christmas break on the 3rd and 4th and returning to school on the 7th, we picked up those days on the 3rd or 4th. Therefore, the publicized date for starting school was August 15th. That wouldn't change. And the publicized date for the end of school is the 23rd wouldn't change, which helps us with graduation and seniors. We're allowed 3 days. We're allowed to get out 3 days early, so the one day they come back for their community service, get their stuff, clean out, pick up their items, and everything, it's still a school day for them.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, roll call, Ms. Boyard.
Ms. Kato?
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle? Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Shook?
Yes.
And Dr. Walter?
Yes.
Number 4, financial new business. Authorized sale of district property. Ohio Rice Code 3313.41 gives local boards of education authority to sell district-owned property if the current value of the property is less than $10,000 and the sale is in the best interest of the school district. Superintendent recommends the sale of the high school gymnasium floorboards and bleacher wood. The recommended floorboard sale price is less than 6 feet, $5. 6 feet or more, $10. The bleacher wood sale price is less than 3 feet, $5. 4 feet to 6 feet, $10. 8 feet to $20. And 12 feet or more would be $30.
Should that be 8 to 12?
Well, the boards were already cut. They're the bleacher boards. There's nothing in between that.
It's just
they either jump the 8 or they're 12. It is yellow pine. This is below the selling price that if you went to a bleacher board, I never get that word out of my mouth, reclamation, they're out there, but so they take them apart and then they sell them. This is below their market price that they're selling them for. We've had numerous offers for this wood already. I believe a lot of it will go quick. We may be hanging on to some, but it's a very good lumber. It's very sturdy, obviously. And the yellow pine is wanted by furniture makers, trophy makers, cabinet makers. I'm actually gonna purchase some myself. I'm gonna make a trophy case out of the bleachers and I'm gonna actually have somebody put the seat numbers on there. So it's there like that. The floorboards itself is plywood, it's thick, and it was made for the beading. So we believe that there'll be a market for it, especially those who wanna make cornhole boards. It's literally off, but a
half an inch.
Half an inch, I think. Somewhere.
Half inch from the regulation. So
yeah.
For those that are non-professional cornhole people, this is a perfect board. Mm-hmm. It's literally sanding it down and putting the hole in it. But it is solid wood that's going back through that. And so anything that's left over at that point in time, we don't sell in the public, we'll go back to our wood shops.
All right. D, resolution approving invoice payments. Treasury Boyard recommends approval of the following. Liberty Union School Board of Education approves payment of purchase order 481594 in the amount of $5,300 for FFA camp in Muskingum, and invoice number 481621 in the amount of $4,753.65 for Modern Leasing. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Cato, Moore, to approve new business financials.
Mr. Hookrattle, Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Wilder.
Yes.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
All right, number five, executive session is requested for the purpose of discussing a personnel issue. May return with or without action. Do I have a motion to go into executive session at 6:07?
So moved.
Second.
Would you let me know?
Yes.
Moore and Walter.
My office is wide open.
At 6:07. Roll call, Ms. Boyard.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Wilder.
Yes.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
And Mr. Hookrattle.
All right, so you can turn that off for us.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, we're going to return from executive session. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Cato and Moore at 6:22. 23. Roll call, Ms. Boyard.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Wilder.
Yes.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle and Mr. Moore.
Yes.
All right. I have an addendum to accept the resignation of Tina Mullins.
Bus driver.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Was that Walter?
Yes.
And Cato to accept the resignation. Roll call, Ms. Boyard.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
Dr. Wilder.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
And Mr. Hookrattle is absent.
All right. Number six. Go into executive session for the purpose of interviewing interim superintendent candidates and may return with or without action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Walter Cato at 6:24. Roll call, Ms. Boyard.
Dr. Wilder.
Yes.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle. Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
And if you want the room set up different.
Okay.
All right, I need a motion to come out of executive session at 8:33.
So moved.
Second.
Moore and Cato. Roll call, Ms. Boyard.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle. Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Wilder.
Yes.
All right, next regular Board of Education meeting will be held August 13th, 2018 at 7 p.m. in the Liberty Union District office. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second.
So we got Walter and Cato at 8:34. Yep. Roll call, Mrs. Boyard.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Wilder.
Yes.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
And Mr. McGrath. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just so you know, I think I told you guys the dark thing, but after we get this part of it done, that she's going to send out or gather all the applications, resumes, and all that for the permanent position.
Yeah, that's kind of how we did. I think Dan did it last time around. Yeah.
What's the approximate timeline for that, as far as, you know, posting it and getting, you know, all that stuff done? I mean, what?
So I had sent a document that had a tentative timeline, and it's tentative. So it's just my best guess is what we might do. That's completely flexible.